MDMA versus ketamine for PTSD, the neuroscience compared, from OOTW Journal. They are the two headline acts of PTSD research, and they could hardly be more different. MDMA opens the heart and is given a handful of times inside an intensive course of psychotherapy. Ketamine numbs and dissociates, delivered by infusion in minutes. One floods the brain with serotonin to quiet fear. The other blocks a glutamate receptor to regrow synapses. Here is how MDMA-assisted therapy and ketamine actually compare for PTSD: mechanism, evidence, regulation, risk, and access. This article is education, not medical advice. Opposite mechanisms: a serotonin flood versus a glutamate surge. MDMA and ketamine reach the same destination, reduced PTSD symptoms, by nearly opposite biochemical routes. MDMA acts on the serotonin system. It binds the serotonin transporter and reverses it, pumping serotonin out of neurons rather than reclaiming it, while also releasing norepinephrine, dopamine, and the bonding hormone oxytocin. The effect that matters most for trauma is a measurable dampening of amygdala reactivity to threat, paired with increased feelings of safety and trust, letting a patient revisit traumatic memory without being overwhelmed by fear and possibly reopening a critical period of social reward learning. Ketamine works on glutamate, the brain's main excitatory neurotransmitter. As an NMDA receptor antagonist, it paradoxically triggers a glutamate surge, activating BDNF and the mTOR pathway and, within hours, promoting synaptogenesis, the growth of new dendritic spines in the prefrontal cortex. Where MDMA's logic is psychological, opening a person up to do trauma work, ketamine's is directly neuroplastic, rapidly rebuilding synaptic connections that chronic stress is thought to erode. They are different theories of how a traumatized brain might heal. Two treatment models: deep therapy versus repeated infusions. The MDMA model is psychotherapy-centric. In the Phase 3 trials, participants received only 2 or 3 MDMA sessions, each lasting most of a day, surrounded by preparation and integration sessions with a 2-therapist team. The drug is explicitly a catalyst for therapy, which is precisely why the FDA's review scrutinized the inseparability of the drug from its psychological scaffolding. Ketamine is typically a more medical, drug-centric intervention. The best-studied PTSD protocol used 6 intravenous infusions over 2 weeks, and in routine off-label practice, ketamine and esketamine are frequently given with minimal structured psychotherapy, sometimes none. That makes ketamine far more scalable and faster to access, but it also means many patients receive a powerful neuroplastic stimulus without the therapeutic context that might consolidate lasting change. The trial evidence, head-to-head. For MDMA, the base is 2 positive Phase 3 trials. In the first, 67% of the MDMA group no longer met PTSD criteria at 18 weeks versus 32% on placebo with therapy, a large effect. The confirmatory trial reproduced it in a more diverse population. 71% versus 48% lost their diagnosis. These are unusually strong numbers for a PTSD intervention. Ketamine's PTSD evidence is promising but thinner and shorter-lived. A single sub-anesthetic infusion produced a rapid 24-hour reduction versus the active placebo midazolam. The repeated dose follow-up found roughly 67% of ketamine recipients responded versus about 20% on midazolam. But the benefit in responders lasted a median of only about 27 days before fading. The honest summary: MDMA has larger, more durable replicated data. Ketamine has faster onset but smaller trials and a tendency to wear off. Regulatory reality in 2026, neither is approved for PTSD. Despite the strong data, MDMA-assisted therapy is not approved. In August 2024, the FDA issued a complete response letter to Lykos Therapeutics, declining approval and requesting at least one more Phase 3 trial. The concern centered on functional unblinding. Because MDMA's effects are obvious, most participants and therapists could guess who received the active drug, inflating expectancy. As of 2026, MDMA remains strictly investigational. Ketamine's status is different, but also short of approval for PTSD. No drug, neither racemic ketamine nor its enantiomer esketamine, is FDA approved for post-traumatic stress disorder. Esketamine, sold as Spravato, is approved only for treatment-resistant depression. Ketamine for PTSD is used entirely off-label. Safety and risk profiles. MDMA's acute risks in clinical settings are largely physiological and short-lived. Transient rises in blood pressure, heart rate, and body temperature, jaw clenching, anxiety, and a real concern requiring fluid management. Hyponatremia, dangerously low sodium. Because dosing happens a handful of times under supervision, cumulative toxicity is limited. Ketamine carries a distinct, partly use-dependent profile. Acutely, infusions cause dissociation, dizziness, nausea, and blood pressure spikes. The risks that distinguish ketamine emerge with repeated or recreational exposure. Ketamine-induced cystitis, painful, sometimes irreversible bladder damage, and genuine abuse and dependence potential, reflected in its Schedule 3 status. Cost, access, and which for whom? Ketamine is available now. Off-label infusion clinics and esketamine exist in most regions, with costs from hundreds to thousands of dollars per course. MDMA-assisted therapy cannot be bought. It exists only in trials and limited expanded access pathways pending a future FDA decision. So, which fits whom? The data point to different roles rather than a single winner. Ketamine's speed makes it most compelling when rapid relief is the priority in acute crisis, severe comorbid depression, or suicidality, accepting that benefits may need repeated dosing to maintain. MDMA-assisted therapy, when it becomes available, looks better suited to durable root-cause trauma processing. Both remain unproven or unapproved for PTSD in important ways, and the right choice depends on history, comorbidities, urgency, and access. None of this is medical advice. Decisions about PTSD treatment should be made with a qualified clinician,